Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, or you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live here in Los Angeles, California. The Nikki Rich Show, we're originally based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today, we have a special treat for you guys. I do want to tell you that the Nikki Rich Show, we have several new segments here, radio segments, and we're pumped up about it. And tonight, we're starting with Beauty on a Budget, and then we're going to move on from Beauty on a Budget to Spender's Resolution. It's going to be an amazing night tonight. We will be talking with Misty Shaylin, and also we will be talking with Miss Sakia Hampton. The Nikki Rich Show, we are a network of global entities. We share and showcase artists, athletes. We also showcase entrepreneurs throughout the world. We're global. You can find some of our networks in Australia, Germany, as well as Africa and Jamaica. So that's where we're really based as far as global. And also for the Nikki Rich Show, we're syndicated on the following networks: TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast. So you can go download this podcast after the show, and it's free. It doesn't cost a thing. You also can log on to Spreaker Radio and check out the Nikki Rich Show. ThisIs50.com. We also have the NikkiRichShow.com where you can go as well. There's so many networks. I can go on and on, but those are our bases that we're syndicated on. We are pumped. It's Motivated Mondays here at the Nikki Rich Show. And on Motivated Mondays, we motivate, we inspire. And like I said, we give the tools you need to be successful here at the Nikki Rich Show. We're so grateful and we're so thankful for all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. We are currently standing over 1 million listeners. And I tell you, just alone on the Nikki Rich Show Network, it's 500,000. So I'm pretty excited about that. Just our network alone is 500,000. And also to anybody out there that would like to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, feel free to email us. You can send us an email, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Send us your information. We offer advertisement for anybody that wants to get their brand heard to our 500,000 listeners, to our 1 million listeners. If you want to get your brand heard, we are here, and that's what it's all about. And you can also send us your resume if you want to be one of our interns, so because we are taking interns at this moment, so you can do that as well. But we're so excited about tonight, Motivated Mondays. Let's stay motivated. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come to our segment, which is Beauty on a Budget. All right, it's the Nikki Rich Show. Call in anytime, 323-580-5749, and press that 1, and make sure you talk to us. And we're going to go right now. This is Jason Derulo, Wiggle, featuring Snoop Dogg. Y'all rocking with the hottest radio show on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that
in them jeans.
You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Patty cake with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I could make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, alley-oop that dunk. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, girl.
Just a little bit of.
What your mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it, overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the B-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Bright future behind you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are excited. Tonight is the first night of our official new segment here with Misty Shaylin's Beauty on a Budget. So I want everybody to sit back, relax, and enjoy our new host. We're going to take one more break, and we're going to bring her back in, and we're pumped up. So with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome Misty Shaylin. But right now, we're going to go to Katy Perry Futuristic. So stay tuned to Beauty on a Budget.
Be afraid, you're not like the other.
Welcome to Beauty on a Budget with Missy Shaylin. Today we got a hot show. I'm ready to teach you all a few of my tricks. But today we're going to talk about how to make every day a good hair day. And the full world of leggings to take over. Leggings have taken over, ladies, and we need to stop that. So just after this break, we'll get started.
I think there's a slight technical difficulty, so we're going to keep it going. We got Missy Shaylin in the building, and she's going to be talking today, Beauty on a Budget, and we are excited about it. So right now, we're going to go take a quick break. Nicki Minaj, Pills and Posts.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're all for selfish. I'm angry, but I still love.
You when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they were.
Hey everybody, and we're back. It's Missy Shaylin with Beauty on a Budget. Okay, let's jump right in. So ladies, you know we want to have a good hair day every single day. How can we make this possible? No day is perfect, but why does our hair have to be messed up too? Okay, so let's think this out. At night, what do? We tie our hair up, maybe not. That will be tip number one on how to make every day a good hair day. Before going to bed at night, use a scarf. If you're anything like me, I can't stand nothing on my head. So you know what I do? I use that satin pillowcase. Yeah, that works every time like a charm. Also, we need to train our hair. If you go to bed with your hair all over your head, how do you think you're going to wake up in the morning? That's tip number two. Manipulate your hair the night before. This will help you be less stressed in the morning. Wake up, do your thing. Also, buns. The world of buns is exploding right now. A high bun, a low bun, something to the side, a cute headband, jewelry, anything to make your hair look good. You want to pop. When you step out your door, you want to look good. Having a great hair day every day is key. Are those tips you can use? Absolutely. And how much will it cost you? Absolutely nothing. That's the purpose of this show, to stay beautiful within your budget. Now, all of these things we talked about, yes, they're practical. Yeah, you already know. But how many times do we apply the things that we know? Every day, I would like to have a great hair day. These simple keys will help you each and every day to look your best. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with some other key tips to help you having a great hair day every day.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your baby mixed you. Growing up I was a fool. And I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list. I'll go, then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. Oh girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling, it's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I would create a heart-changing love. I'll take yours and believe it all the way through. We ended up on this road. And want you to know.
I see my lines are blowing up. Let me take a couple of these calls. We have celebrity stylist Gianni from LA. What's up, Gianni?
Hey, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm great. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm blessed. You know, in LA, just getting it in, daily grind, you know, meetings in, meetings out, you know. Just a regular, you know, checking you out on the new segment. You know, I know we are blasting off this week, and I see you doing your thing, and, you know, and you're accommodating everyone, and you're getting it, you're turning it up.
Okay, so based off the tips I just gave, I know you're not a woman, but I know you see women with good hair and bad hair. How do you feel about some of the things that we talked about already?
Well, definitely, like, women with good hair. I mean, for me, you know, hair plays a major role in today's society, you know, especially with everything that we do, rather it's like, you know, I'm a fashion stylist. So, like, you know, music videos, photo shoots, editorials. I mean, you know, your hair makes your look. Your hair gives you your look. You know, and also, like, it builds so much confidence. So the way you wear your hair is you, you know. Bad hair days. Oh, good man.
Okay, so I've given the ladies a couple of tips about wearing buns, high buns, and also accessorizing that. Now, what I didn't tell them is I know we're on a budget, so we don't want to spend any money. We want to use the tools that we.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my goodness, you all are tearing my boy up. I have so many calls, and my calls are dropping, but that's okay. We're going to keep it moving. So like I was saying, adding accessories to your look will make every day a great hair day. So we're going to move past that. You got your hair settled. You're wearing your high bun with your hair jewelry. Let's talk about leggings. Ladies, listen. Leggings are a tool that we can use, but it shouldn't be part of our everyday life. Leggings have taken over. Enough is enough. Let me help you with this. Okay, so first of all, though they make them in your size, does not mean that you, yes, you, should be wearing them. Also, when you're getting dressed, it's okay to walk past the mirror. The material pattern matter. Certain things make you look humongous. You will make a fool of yourself. Stop it. Number one. Okay. Secondly, underwear.
All right, guys, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. We are live here with Hair by Shay Lynn's Beauty on a Budget. We are excited because the lines are going crazy right now. We're answering the phones. We got Miss Shay Lynn. We got celebrity stylist Gianni CJ. We're mending these lines right now. So we're excited. Hair by Shaylin is in the building right now, so keep rocking it out, girl.
Yes, it's crazy. Y'all blowing me up over here, but I love it. I absolutely love all the love. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so super nervous, but as this goes on, I keep seeing all these calls. You know, I'm loving it. But, you know, we're going to get back into it with our legging talk. I know that everybody's wearing them right now, like I said. So we just have to make sure that we pick the right selection of material and patterns when we're doing what we do. Now, leggings, jeggings, and jeans are not the same. They are not created equal. You cannot rock them the same. No, no, absolutely not. Don't do it. You're making a fool of yourself. So paying close attention to detail is key. Now, leggings can't work. I wear them all the time, but I know how to pair them with the right things. The right shoes, the right top, the right blazer makes a world of difference. You can accessorize it and make it look so chic and polished. I'm telling you, they don't even know that that's what you're wearing. However, you have to wear it correctly. You have to do the necessary things. Number one, fit is key. I want to tell you all this. Every single week, you have to know your size and embrace it. If you're unhappy with your size, that's a whole nother show. Gianni can talk to you about that. He's like the herbal guru. That's what you need to talk to about that. But for now, I'm going to tell you, know your size. Try things on. If you buy something too small, when you wear it, it's still too small. So don't do that to yourself. Get your size, embrace your size, and rock it. Now, because we're on a budget, we are not asking you to go out and look for anything new. We're talking about things that are already in your closet. So you have a cute pair of jeans with a hole in the knee, a pair of heels, a blazer, a nice tank top, accessorize it. What accessories do you have to change this look up? What can you do to make yourself more appealing and give yourself a fresh look each time you step out of the house? Well, last time you wore a white shirt. This time, tie a black one in a blazer. The last time you wore that, you wore these kind of shoes. So try a boot. Try a cute sandal. All of these things can give you an amazing look and make you look different each and every time. So with all these things we talked about, how much of this are you willing to do? I'm not going to say that we should put a ban on leggings, but I'm definitely saying that we should encourage each other to use that mirror on our wall in our bathroom. We should just do a little twirl. It's okay. If you're seeing something that you ain't liking, understand me. Other people are seeing it too. Knowing your size is cool. It's great. It helps you. You can embrace your look. You can change it up. You can look flawless each time you step out the house and spend absolutely no money with the things that you already have. But pairing them correctly is key. I'm going to tell you this every week. Know your size. Embrace your size. Wear your clothes like a boss. Is that what they say? I mean, I've heard that before. So, you know, beauty on a budget, that's what we're about. We're going to talk about how to step out, have a polished and detailed look each and every time. So we're going to come back after this commercial break, and we're going to talk some more about accessories and more accessories.
I ain't no bird, bitch, I'm a boss. I ain't no bird, hope you could get lost. I ain't no bird, bitch, I'm a boss. I ain't no bird, bitch, nigga, get lost.
I tell a bitch like, I ain't with the funny, I'm with making money. If you with the same thing, go and bounce like a bunny. She want a certain tune, before she start to groove, girl. This ain't how we do, you make plans, I make moves. You used to think I was a dummy, jerk her and some more. She gave the world a new sound, but I'm allergic to the bush. Bitch, stop playing with me, I ain't in the mood. I'm a real nigga with a real crew. Now go and make it drop, drop, drop it like you do. Non-stop, fast, wop, wop, wop around the room. Truth is, I ain't got time for no excuse. Stop making shit up, girl, tell me what to do. Stay for the bird, type and got you hyped. Been day to her. Stay for the bird, blame game, kick it to the curb.
Shit.
love it. Save it for the birds, I ain't got time to fool with it. Do you bird call? Act a fool with it. Exam, Instagram, bitch, I'm cool on it. Get it from her mama backside in the drama. She hotter than the sauna, period, no comma. Tweet, tweet, womp, womp, just stays on my nerves. Coulda got you better kick that to the curb. No time to babysit, soon enough you get the picture. Now you gon' have to quit, click, playing with the filter. Crawling on that vine, got your vision blurred. And I don't care what you heard. Stay for the bird, type and got you high.
What's up, everybody? And we are back with Ms. Lynn and Beauty on a Budget. So we have talked about how to keep your look fresh from head to toe. We started off with having a great hair day each and every day. Then we moved on to the explosion of leggings, the do's and don'ts. And now we're going to wrap it up with accessories, how to accessorize your life. Okay, so I know that everybody loves accessories. Everybody likes to wear rings on every finger. No, stop it. These big hoop earrings with the hope, love, wish, whatever you want to have on it, it's way too much. Don't do that. So what we want to do is just tone it down just a little bit. If you're wearing a headband and it has a lot of funky colors on it, small earrings, maybe a bracelet, a watch, that's enough. You don't have to wear the gaudy headband, the huge hoop earrings with all the medallions and off, the gold chains. You're overdoing it. You're overpowering your outfit. You're overpowering your hair. You're overpowering everything you stepped out the house to do. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take it down just a little bit. Try you have an amazing headband. Small, dainty earrings, something cute on your arm, some arm candy, a cute clutch, you're done. That's enough. Ladies, I'm tired of seeing y'all with these bangles to your elbow. That's not cute. It's way too much. You don't have to do it. Another thing that I saw that's very interesting is body jewelry. Now, I do like that look. I love it. I think it's cute. However, ladies, now, we all know our shape and size. When you're looking pregnant and you got that on, that's not cute. That's not for you. Again, we talked about knowing your size. So I know that they have it in your size, but that does not mean that that is for you. And I'm a big girl myself. I know that certain things I know I just cannot do. So yes, they're making it in your size. It is not for everyone. Again, I repeat. It is not for everyone. What you can do, if you want to have something big and gaudy, choose one piece. So if you want to wear a whole lot of arm candy, don't do the hoop. Don't do the 10 chains. If you want to do the 10 chains, just vice versa. Mix and match it. Make it work for you. And these bags. Now, I'm not opposed to huge bags. However, I'm a plain Jane. So for me, having a big bag is an accessory, so I wouldn't, do the huge bag and all this. That's just way too much. You're looking like a hippie. So no. Don't do that. Cute clutches, cute earrings, a little bit of accessories, a nice pair of jeans, a cool pair of sandals, wedges, whatever. That's more than enough. You're beautiful. You want to enhance that. You don't want to overpower yourself. So, with all the things we've learned today, I would love, love, love to hear your input. Today was a great show, even though we had a lot of technical difficulties. I really appreciate the love. So if you're looking for me, you want to chat, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can also email me, beautyonabudget@gmail.com. You can find me on all of the things I have mentioned. At Hair by Shalynn, that's on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm there. I talk. If you email me, I will get back to you. It may take me some time. but I'm here. I want to hear from you. Also, if you are a fashionista in your area and you have some input, you want to talk, you want to tell me what you think is hot, not, I want to hear from you. Call in. Let's chit-chat. If you have a small business where you're in fashion, you're in the fashion industry, I also would love to do a review on your business, look at some of your pieces. We can chit-chat. This show is about empowering you with more tools. We also like to expose people who wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to put their brand out there. That is what the Nikki Rich Show is about. That is why I am here today. I am also a small business. Hair by Shalynn is rocking the planet right now, selling you the hottest hair extensions. So I was given this opportunity, and I want to give the gift that keeps giving. I want to expose your brand. That's what we do here. We give entrepreneurs a platform to put their business on the map. And it absolutely can be done here. The Nikki Rich Show has over 500,000 listeners. Henceforth, you all blew the power, boy, we started getting dropped. But that's cool. We love it. We love to hear from you. We're glad that you're active. We're glad that you're listening. Hey, we want to put your business on the map. So get in contact with us. You can contact us by contacting me, NikkiRichShow.com. You can contact me, the host, Missy Shalynn, at HairByShalynn.com. Also, you can email me at HairByShalynn@gmail.com or BeautyOnABudget@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We're here to help you and expose your brand. So until next Monday, divas, fashionistas, rappers, singles, models, whatever it is that you are, this is your host, Misty Shalynn, with Beauty on a Budget, and I'm signing out.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause see, your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool. And I can't lie, I miss you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Ray J, One Wish. If I had one wish, let me think. I don't know. But you were just listening to our new radio host here live at the Nikki Rich Show Network, Misty Shaylin, Beauty on a Budget. We're excited because tonight is the first night here. Beauty on a Budget was just released. So we're pumped about that, and it's so amazing just to see the growth and the empowerment and the support everyone is giving. We got so many callers calling in, rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. It's amazing just to have those amazing hosts as well. And we got coming up Spender's Resolution with Miss Sakia Hampton on the second half. We're just moments away from talking with her. I do want to tell everybody that we have a host, five new hosts, that is, here at the Nikki Rich Show. We are pumped about it on the radio network. We're going to support their movement. We're going to continue to share their brands on our platform here. And we're just going to grow together, everybody. So we want everybody, if you're out there listening, Globe, West Coast, East Coast, everywhere, you can call in anytime, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press that 1, that lets us know you would like to talk to myself or any of the hosts that's on. And tomorrow, we have a special, special night. We're going to be out working live remote shows, the ESPYs. Yes, and we're pumped up about that. We're going to check us out as well on Wednesday. We have new segment rolling out. We have Servetta McDowell, and we are very pumped about this. This is the promo media. Yes, we're going to be talking with Your Voice Radio. She has on this segment the amazing South Carolina Music Awards coming on, so we're going to be talking with them as well. And we got coming up our second half of the show. I'm pumped. We got Celebrity Stylist Gianni CJ. We're going to have Ben J, formerly of the New Boys. I know y'all heard that song, You're a Jerk. Now, you just heard Save It for the Birds. So we're going to be talking with him, as well as new fashion designers out in Atlanta. So you don't want to miss that as well. So anybody out there, you want to be a part of the show, you might want to intern, you might want to host, you can email us, TheNikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And you can connect with me, the host here at Miss Nikki Rich, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also go on and log onto our official show social media as well, which is Facebook.com/NikkiRichShow. You can like our Facebook page, and we're going to give you all the news, all the updates there. And if you don't want to go to our social media to find all the news and updates, you can log on to TheNikkiRichShow.com. TheNikkiRichShow.com, the official website where you can find all the information, all the hottest events that's going on, the latest news and updates on our new segments, as well as our fashion designers, sports and athletes, gaming. We are also into gaming as well, so you can learn about that. And not only that, business. We love our businesses. So, like I said, it's branding here first at the Nikki Rich Show. We got coming up just moments away, Ms. Sakia Hampton. We want you guys to stay tuned. Keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We have our independent artist music that we want to display right now. We always take out that time to display our independent artist music. So right now we're going to rock it out with C. Norman hitting.
If Muggles in Africa know about you, then how could your own people in America doubt you? Let me get that hate about you, then they wanna ride for free like a voucher. False stand up, then they won't wanna crouch you. He'll wanna out you, move from the shop, but won't sell out you. Yup, that Lincoln style when I ride, I do my thing. Man, yo, put your round on top, she do her thing. But take a listen, lyrics glisten, put your wrist in, get the sit in when I'm sitting. Then you missing, caught fishing, flow vicious, made a beat engineer kill. Easy, they wanted to see me, please me. Running down to the boys trying to freeze me. Had a couple laying off trying to squeeze me, won't see me. Cause my business game hitting the red buzzer in the mission. I'm wishing the world would just know, and that they would stop listening to the shit that the industry kick about dough. That's real, Joe. I'm from the Wendy, let's chill. Vegas Hill with that kill, Joe, no deal, though. Still get spins like wheels, go, I go. You know, double XL, gotta hit a flow. Top on my class and it's right up by the dough. Deliver records, steady people, we ain't got a show. Whoa.
I'll be Shout out to the Nicky Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nicky been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work.
Welcome back to the Nicky Rich Show. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Maroon 5 Moves White Jagger. If you don't know, it's the hottest radio station on the planet. You can call in anytime and speak with myself, Nicky Rich, at 323-580-5749. And you can call anytime to speak with the host, Miss Deshae Lynn, as well as Miss Sakia Hampton. You can call in on Mondays from 5 to 7, anytime from 5 to 7, and you can call in at 323-580-5749. We're excited. We got Miss Sakia Hampton coming up with Spender's Resolution. Spender's Resolution, we're talking financial here. We are here on Motivated Mondays. We only bring on the best and the hottest here at the Nicky Rich Show. I do want to mention to anybody out there, if you would like to help us out, support the movement, donate, you can log on to thenickyrichshow.com, or you can also check out our PayPal link, which is nickyrich79@gmail.com. Support the movement. We can't do it by ourselves. We need equipment. We're growing. We're expanding. We have hosts in Chicago. We have hosts in Atlanta. We have hosts in New Jersey as well as California here. If you can and will love to support the movement, you can hit us up. I do want to also tell you guys that the Nicky Rich Show is excited about our sponsors. We are excited. We're pumped up. I definitely want to let you guys and inform you about Sensual Elegance. Sensual Elegance. Miss Soya B., she's the owner of the Colombian Waist Training, corsets, cinchers, body shapers, and more. So you can go and purchase your waist cincher. You want to insinuate your waist? Go to Sensual Elegance Body. BigCartel.com. If you go there, you can purchase reasonable price. She also not only does that, she gives you that the tips as well as, you know, how to work out your abs. Also has a size chart for anybody just to make sure that you are all on the same page so you can go purchase. And also, I do want to tell you, we have the product here in L.A. So if you would like to purchase, you can also contact myself, Nicky Rich, at Miss Nicky Rich on Twitter. You can also go to Sensual Elegance Body by BigCartel.com. You can follow on Instagram at SENELEBODY. Once again, on Instagram, SENELEBODY. You can follow on Instagram and connect there. I do want to tell you guys that just the other day, we got a chance to interview here on the Nicky Rich Show, and we talked with Ms. Soya as well. And we were just doing regular promotions every day, like today. And it comes to find out Miss Soya B, she put it up there on her Instagram, and it became a hit. We were trending already, so it's pretty amazing to have your product trending on Instagram. So congrats, I tell you, to all of us. We are working, we're building brands, and it's just amazing just to see that happen and to unfold. And I'm excited about it here, having this product here at the Nicky Rich Show. I do want to tell you guys, too, that if you want your brand, any products, or even product placement here at the Nicky Rich Show, you can email us, nickyrichshow@gmail.com. You can also find products on our Instagram, at Miss Nicky Rich, as well as at Nicky Rich Show. LA's Instagram. You can go there as well. And I myself is wearing right now one of Sensual Elegance waist trainers. So Yeah, it's insinuating, and I'm excited about it too, and it's working. And I know it can work for you too. So you can go and purchase today's Sensual Elegance, waist trainers, corsets, and it's every for everybody, not just one person, not just for the ladies. Men wear them too. And like I say, you can go to Soya B's Instagram, and you can find it out there as well. I do want to tell you, we're just moments away. We're talking with the one and only Miss Sakia Thompson, known as the Miss Hampton. We want you guys to stay tuned. Keep it locked here at the Nikki Rich Show. You can follow us right now because we are hot. We're trending right now on social media. So many people are hitting me up. They're listening in. Thank you so much. I see we got Chicago listening in. We got L.A. tuned in. I just was talking. I see we have celebrity stylists in the building as well, supporting the movement and so much more. Elena's in the building. I see you. 678, I see you. 818, I see you as well. 310, I see you. So once again, you can call in 323-580-5749 and press that run. Okay, right now it's that time. The time has come. We have coming up right after this song selection. I want to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Sakia Hampton, new host first night here, and it is Spender's Resolution. Quick break with the dream. Nikki, part two. You know I like this.
I miss you. Oh, I miss you. I miss you. Nikki, I miss you. Nikki, I miss you. Nikki, I miss you. Been through this whole year, one album later. Yeah, I got to text that red congratulations. Heard you moved to Dallas, hope you're doing fine. Hope this LP didn't catch you at the wrong time. If I say I didn't miss you, girl, I would be lying. To you I never lied, never would I try. And I always thought that you would end up on my side. But I ain't gonna repeat what I did last time. Showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. Shorty, we were the greatest. In the midst of all the haters, then you twisted all up on me. You used to be my homie. You said you played the role, and then you went cold. This love we had that was new suddenly grew old. Girl, I thought you had my back. Why you treating me like this? Can't believe my side chick running around talking shit. Said you understood me, wonder what it could be. Used to say I love you, now I'm screaming fuck you. You showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. Girl, it's all because of you. Hold up, it's all because of you. It's all because of you. Even though I said we're through.
Offer this more playroom
for which one?
For Eric?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
to build that campaign experience with between him and Ben J.
Local know the market.
It's just
because
it's
I know
he's
like South and Nashville and
he
Tennessee,
got a lot of followers
there. In the area, in the Tennessee area, Nashville.
Demographic.
Good.
Nick and Mike.
And I'll be your host for Spinner's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network. I would like to send a special thank you to Miss Nikki Rich herself for extending me the opportunity to be a part of a special time in her career. For those of you who don't know, Miss Rich is expanding into a full broadcast, meaning TV will be welcoming her very soon. And our whole team is very excited about that and extremely proud to be a part of that process. Specifically, on behalf of the Spinner's Resolution team, we salute you, Ms. Rich, and congrats on your continued success. Again, welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Spinner's Resolution. Thank you for supporting me at the Ms. Hampton in my many crusades and journeys throughout life. And on this segment, you will get to know me. Many of you know me from social media. If you don't, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Miss Hampton. That's THE MISSHAMPTON. You can also connect with me on Facebook under Sakia Hampton. That's SAKIAHAMPTON. The Miss Hampton fan page will be up and running next Monday, as well as the website. For those of you who I'm brand new to, I would also like you to visit themisshampton.com. That's THEEMISSHAMPTON.com. We are having a soft opening this week. The website is not complete in its entirety. There are visuals for you to check out and get an idea of who I am, where I come from, and also who I represent. Again, this is a soft opening, but I just had to share my excitement with all my dreams unfolding and coming true, and the team's excitement with you. We will be officially launching the site this coming Monday, which I will be announcing during next Monday's segment of Spinner's Resolution. So stay tuned for that and, you know, more announcements. With this being my first segment on the Nikki Rich Network, I wanted to give you all a mission statement on my behalf. You know, just because I've, you know, had a lot of questions from friends and family, like, oh, well, what is the show going to be about, or what are you, you know, what are you going to be expressing, you know, to the public? What are you going to be bringing, you know, to the listeners and to the viewers? So I wrote you all a letter. It goes as follows. Dear listeners, I care. You are who inspire me to build and break ground, just so that I can pay it forward and see you increase in all aspects of life and prevent as many stumbles as possible. However, we all know it's not how hard you fall, but the impact you create when you bounce back. The team you build and inspire through your courageous nature. The tenacity you exude will break down any barrier or obstacle that stands between you and greatness. Your mission in life is to be whole, to restore whatever was taken and pioneer for your fellow man that they might be whole. My vision for you is to be empowered through my story and journey. What's unique about myself is that I am bringing all of you along on my journey to success. I haven't quite reached the level that I would like to reach, but I'm getting there, and I'm going to bring you all along for that journey. I am multi-talented, and I chose to enhance and invest, if you will, to develop each of those qualities that I possess. There was once a time in my life where I thought I knew what I wanted and how I would get it. Little did I know that as you grow, your wants and needs evolve, especially after becoming a mother. Becoming a mother is a beautiful time in any woman's life. I am the mother of a wonderful 3.5-year-old who thinks he's my dad. I'm sure all you mothers who have 3-year-olds can really appreciate that time, you know, where they're really stepping out on their own and expressing themselves, and you're starting to see the you in them. It's a great time. But what happens is the child gets older and becomes less dependent physically, but more expensive and more dependent financially, you know, such as the cost of living going up, especially if you have a boy. There is no greater bill that I have than food. My son, he eats like a 23-year-old football player. Like, I mean, he can eat. So any mother, you know, anyone raising a man can definitely understand where I'm coming from. On top of that, you have school fees, you have shoe sizes increasing, and again, you know, the boy shoes, especially, you know, name brand shoes, the bigger the shoe size, you know, the prices jump in $20 and $30, you know. So bigger clothes, more expensive games. You know, my son, he's really like a techie. He's into electronics. Not necessarily like video games, but he likes cell phones and tablets and laptops. And, you know, I have to foot the bill if he breaks someone else's or, you know, if he tampers with mine and, you know, also his own. So not only getting, you know, meeting his needs, but also maintaining them, you know, because he's free and because he has accidents, you know, and things of that nature. I have to, be prepared for that. Also, we have things like outings, you know, trips to, you know, the park, trips to the park, amusement parks, I want to say family vacations, you have birthdays. And lastly, but most importantly, saving for their education, startup business money, and their retirement. Again, my entire segment will be focused mainly on you, the listener, and developing your consciousness and awareness of money, how you spend it, and assessing if how you're spending it or how you're spending your money is matching the actions you should be taking to achieve your goals and dreams. So with that, please stay tuned for a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Spinner's Resolution with your host at the Miss Hampton.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bringing 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
On super, I can't jump in no department. that. Put that paper over all, I thought you knew that. Knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You already.
How you love that? Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Play me, so go trigger on a gun like
Resolution with your host at The Miss Hampton. Again, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Miss Hampton. Also, you can stay current on what's going on with me and my affiliates at themisshampton.com. That's themisshampton. Also, you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook at Sakia Hampton. That's S-A-K-I-A, last name, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. Okay, now getting back to today's lesson, we'll be brief because another topic that I'm very passionate about that I'll also be incorporating into some of the personal development tips that I'll be giving the listener on this segment is, you know, entrepreneurial minded living. And by that, I want to tell each and every one of you that there is nothing greater in this world than building rapport with someone, taking the time to get to know them, no matter what they have to offer you, no matter what they're doing for you. Take the time to talk to people, to get to know them, to ask questions. You never know. You never know who you're sitting next to. You never know who you're having a conversation with. You never know who they know. And, you know, me being an entrepreneur and an aspiring mogul, an aspiring model, and also being new to the radio and advising businessmen, things of that nature, I couldn't say that there's a bigger quality that you would need to possess and building rapport, being able to hold a conversation with the person standing in front of you or that person at the end of the phone or the under end of that text message. Communication is key. And in order to be an effective communicator, you must first know, you know, you need to know yourself. You need to know what your intentions are for your life, what your objectives are, what you want others to get from you, and what you want to personally get out of life. So we were talking before about how important knowing your short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals are on your journey to being financially sound. Each of these components obtain specific criteria on your behalf for them to be achieved. So yes, 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 listeners, there will be homework assigned on this segment, but don't worry, it will be fun and it will be extremely beneficial to you. Your first assignment is to list three short-term goals. Now, these are goals you plan to achieve in the next 30 days to 6 months. It does not matter what they are, as long as they are important to you and or your family, but most importantly with you, because we always put ourselves on the back burner for family, and I don't want you to do this for this exercise. I want you to think about yourself, not whoever you are as the mom, the father, the business partner, the friend, the auntie, sister, uncle, brother situation. I want you to think about yourself. What is it that Sakia, what is it that Demis Hampton wants for herself in this next 30 days to 6 months that's more important than anything else in the world? Now, I want you to think about these three short-term goals. I mean, the next 30 days, goals that you want to accomplish before July lets out, and ultimately before the year lets out, the next 30 days to 6 months. So we're talking half-year resolutions in 2014, and we're talking New Year's resolutions for 2015. And you know the best thing about a resolution is to always start before your deadline. You always want to get things rolling before your deadline, because we all know when we wait to the last minute, we miss our deadlines. Now, secondly, I need you to list three midterm goals that you would like to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years. Now, these may be goals that you feel are harder to achieve, mostly because of finances. Maybe you need to save up to buy that new car, or you're planning to buy a house, or you have a child that's graduating from college or even graduating from high school, going to college. You know, you want to buy them gifts. You want to send them off well. They may be relocating. You know, there's out-of-state fees. There's all types of things that we can think of that we need to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years. I need you to write these down, three goals. So We're at six pieces of work so far. That's three short-term goals. Remember, 30 days to 6 months, and that's three midterm goals. We're talking the next 3 to 5 years, okay? And make sure you write them down. Now, lastly, but not least, and definitely most important, which my personal crusade is to raise awareness of and take control of, and what I'm most passionate about, are your long-term or retirement goals. Now, how important is it to you to retire? How important is it to you to retire your parents, your grandparents, your caregiver, whoever that may be, the person that sacrificed to have you be who you are today? How important is that for you to be free from whatever it is that you don't want to do that you're doing for money? How important is it to you to have means to an end? How important is it to you to get away from that dead-end job? How important is it to you to give your child that upper leg in life so that they maybe don't have to settle for some of the things that you personally settled for? How important is it to you to reach for the stars just so you can show the next person that's looking up to you that it's okay for you to reach for the stars? How important is it for you to be a trendsetter and to be a pioneer? How important is it to you to leave an impact on this world? So when you're thinking long-term goals, retirement goals, we're talking your legacy. What is it that you want to be remembered by? Now, keep it down to three. Now, I know, you know, for many, this is the most important thing because it's the one that's the furthest off. It's the one that we procrastinate the most about planning for because we see it, oh, it's 20, 30, 40, 50 years away. How would you like to be able to set your life up to be able to retire when you want to retire? Not when Uncle Sam tells you to retire. Not when, you know, someone tells you, oh, okay, you know, today is the day that you'll be able to get this amount of money for the rest of your life. How would you like to take control of that situation and maybe cut that 30 years down that you planned on working to 15 or even 10 and be retired? That means that your money is working for you and you're comfortable enough in whatever your goal may be that you're able to stop working and actually enjoy all the fruits of your labor and the little things that we leave behind when we become adults and when we get out to this world, striving to make money for our, you know, for our family, for our kids, for ourselves, to live the dream that we all want to live. So how important is it to you to achieve these dreams, to achieve them, number one, to shorten the time of achieving them, number two, and number three, to actually Resolution. I definitely want to give the biggest shout out to Miss Nikki Rich, our fabulous producer of the Nikki Rich Show LA. Oh my goodness, with this being our first show and having worked on production, you know, the first show is so much to our first shows. You know, it's not just the content, it's about, you know, learning our listeners, learning our viewers, learning our work and how to perfect it and to build and become better and bigger. So then we're able to offer our listeners and all our supporters the same opportunity to be able to grow their brands, grow their networks, give them an excellent example of how you do that, which is our main objective, to set a standard, to set an example. And I definitely want to thank you all for being a part of this time. With this being my first show, it's a very emotional experience for me. I definitely want to fill it with a lot of content that will get you all informed and loving the show, you know, so that we can keep it going and keep it growing and keep doing it bigger. So I definitely thank you all for having the patience with me in my first segment and, you know, just being a support. So we left off talking about long-term goals, which are my life. And during this series, you will be able to determine how financially sound you are and how you will be able to achieve all of your goals, your retirement goals, your midterm goals, your short-term goals, through acknowledgement, intervention, planning, and action. And that was for free. Laugh out loud. For more detailed and situation-specific information, it would take for you to connect with me personally or someone from my team. As financial planning, financial services, it's all a situation case-specific scenario. Everyone's story will be different. Everyone's goals are different, and that's the point. And I definitely want you to connect with me. I definitely want you to do your homework and make sure that you call in with your homework either today. In the next few minutes, we will be taking phone calls. If any of you would like to speak to your host and share your goals, whether you're short-term, mid-term, long-term, or all three, I would definitely love to hear them. And I would definitely love to help you evolve, to grow, and achieve them. Through this segment, through connecting with me personally, you can email me at hamptonsakia.wfg@gmail.com. That's hamptonsakia.wfg@gmail.com. Also, you can call my business line during normal business hours, which is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's about 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 3 p.m., I would say. You could go ahead and give me a call. If it's after those hours, you will be able to leave me a voicemail, and I will definitely get back with you, or a member from my team will definitely get back with you. And, you know, if you want that complimentary one-on-one time, we do offer financial planning complimentary, financial analysis rather complimentary. So if you want to sit down and evaluate your short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals and how we can help you achieve them, either through personal growth, saving, planning for retirement, whether it's expanding your business, or even if you're looking for a new business opportunity to be able to achieve some of these goals, I'm definitely open to listen, to help you, and to advise you with all of those. But most importantly, I definitely want you to just write those down and keep them handy, because we will be discussing them on this segment and how I can get you to reach them on this segment. And I would love for you to call in and share those with me. Don't hesitate. So please do your homework, and, again, you can share it with me via email, social media, also LinkedIn, Facebook, at Sakia Hampton, or via my website. Again, we're having a soft opening, so it is up and running. You can go ahead and visit www.theemisshampton.com. Please don't judge me for what isn't there. I'm excited about everything that's going on in my life right now. I'm excited about being able to reach all of you. So I just wanted you to be able to connect with me and have that outlet. So I'm definitely extending that to you. And, again, we will be officially launching next Monday. I do want to share one last thing with you before we go ahead and take another break and take some phone calls. It's an article I found online. The author is Megan Rabbit, and I thought it was so cute. It's called The 14 Best Tips That Financial Planners Give to Their Besties. Now, I'm just going to read you one quick pair, a few sentences of this, and we're going to take a quick break. Now, wouldn't it be great to have a certified financial planner for a best friend? Just think of all the advice you could get about how you might stay on track financially and how to make your money work harder for you. Since most people don't have that access, I've picked the brains of six such planners to find out what advice they'd share with the people they love most, from smart ways to help stick to savings goals to how to navigate finances with a significant other. Now, we all know how extremely hard that can be. Now, I'm not married, but I have been engaged, and I definitely know the hardships that we embrace when combining two incomes or when there's only one income and we're trying to provide for a household. So if you are doing the exercise that I just asked you to do with your goals, please have your spouse do it as well. If they're not on the call, get them on the call. Get them listening to the show with you so that you can grow together. It's so important to grow for yourself and also for others. And others, your significant others first, your immediate family, after that, friends, and you expand from there. So the first tip is use gift cards for guilt-free spending for small costs that can quickly add up over time, like that daily little habit or weekly apps and music purchases. Consider buying yourself a gift card and load it with a set budgeted amount at the start of each month. Then go ahead and enjoy those treats until your card runs out. This makes it easy to keep track of small daily expenditures, says Natalie Taylor. Plus, it feels more special and guilt-free when you're paying with a gift card. And I couldn't agree more. When you plan to spend, you plan just like you would do anything else. You plan. That means in advance you acknowledge that as an adult, I want this. Now, as an adult, you are responsible for your own happiness. You are responsible for your own well-being. And what that means is take ownership of not only your needs, but your wants, and then plan to get them. It may not be the smartest thing to run out and buy right now, but with a little planning and a little strategy, you might be able to get it next month, or at least in the next 3 to 6 months. Write it down. Write these things down, short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals. And we're going to take a quick break, and I believe we're going to come back and get some feedback from the listeners. So stay tuned to Spender's Resolution with your host, Athena Sampson.
You first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room. Cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool. And I can't lie, I miss you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. My wish list.
Welcome back to Spender's Resolution with your host, Athena Sampson. I do believe we have a caller on the line, celebrity photographer Steven of SMP Photos, Prodigy Source 1 ENT. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
great. Thanks for asking. Thank you for calling in and supporting Vendors Resolution, supporting Prodigy Source One family.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Okay, so, Stephen, did you have any questions for me?
I was listening and I was going to talk about some of the short-term goals. I mean, not the short-term, the midterm goals that you mentioned.
Okay.
Okay, and so I kind of had more than three. I had like four. One of my goals that I had for the next 3 or 5 years was by the time I'm 30, I have about 6 years to go, but by the time I'm 30, I want to be able to own my own house, whether I'm married with children or on my own still. Another goal that I have, along with other people I'm sure have, is to get rid of all and clear all my debt by the age of 30 also. I'm not really in debt too much, but who wants to, you know, have to live where you have bills and different things over your head? You want to be able to live comfortably, you know, and enjoy life.
Okay.
And one more other thing that I did have was one of my goals was in the next few years was to have, like, my own business or my own studio. As you know, I do photography, so I'm very, very, very passionate about it, and I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years now, and that's the direction I'm headed in the future.
Okay. Are those it, or do you have a few more for me?
Those are mainly it. There was one that I was speaking with somebody about a week and a half ago. I have such a soft spot in my heart for people that are homeless, you know, whether it being their fault or not, whether they, you know, have disabilities, and got kicked out because they're on drugs, whatever the case may be. I was thinking to myself and wondering why I haven't seen many different charities or shelters that have been opened by celebrities, because there's a bunch of different things out there that people can do to help, I guess, clean up the streets and help out, but I don't see much of that being done. And you know, I question some of these celebrities, the things that they end up that they do, and why they're not taking like further steps to do that. So one of my goals would be to open a shelter, you know, for men, women, doesn't matter, children, doesn't matter the condition, things that they're going on, and it'd be private owned. I wouldn't want really it to be anything to do with the government, because I am not sure where my money would actually be going, because I know there's a bunch of charities out there that, you know, do support, like, homeless and stuff like that. But then again, it's like, where do you really know? Do you really know where your money is going? So those are just some of my midterm goals that I have in the next 3 to 5 years.
In the next 3 to 5 years? I definitely want to commend you specifically for taking ownership, you know, of your future and the things that you want, and also pioneering for your fellow men, because that's something that I'm very passionate about. It's not just about us and achieving, you know, financial success and getting all these financial gains. It's about what are we doing with those? How are we helping our fellow men? How are we, you know, empowering the world? How are we helping those who can't help themselves? So I definitely want to commend you, S&P Photos, for your hard work. I definitely want to help you achieve those goals. They're very achievable. It would just take for us to sit down and put a plan together, an actual strategy with your money, whether it be just, you know, assessing what's coming in versus what's going out. Do you have room to set something aside? Are there areas where you need to cut back? You know, what it would take, the amount that you would need to set aside to be able to achieve these things in a, you know, in a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, reviewing, you know, your credit and the debt that you have on that. I have a few resources for cleaning up debt. Also, you know, I have a few resources with business development. I have resources, you know, with realtors, you know, who mm-hmm. can help you achieve all your goals from, you know, getting commercial, you know, property or space, you know, for your foundation or, you know, for your goals. So all it would take is for us to sit down and really put it on paper and plan it out. And like I said, everyone is specific, and I can, you know, give you a general assessment of saying, you know, what you want is very achievable. And not only will you get it because it's achievable, but you'll get it because you have the right intentions and because you're paying it forward and you're putting that energy back into the universe. So it's going to pay you back tenfold. And because those are what your goals and your dreams are and that's what you're aspiring to, you're definitely going to accomplish all those things and more, probably in that time frame or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe with the foundation, what I would say, depending on where you are, that may or may not be achievable in the next 3 to 5 years. It would take for me to really sit down and assess that
mm-hmm.
based on where you say you are, being in debt. You definitely want to, you know, get out of debt before you add more to it, before you take on the responsibility of a business, or if it's sound for you to do both at the same time to be able to, you know, it would really take for me to sit down and look at all the specifics to give you a definite answer. It's definitely achievable. Just the time frame, probably on the foundation, you know, depending on where you are, you may need a little, you know, you may need to give yourself a little more time to get it off the ground. You can definitely get it going, though, but it will take a little, you know, me digging a little deeper to really get into the facts and the numbers to give you, you know, a real plan to say, okay, in the next 5 years, this is achievable.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to connect with you. I want you to go ahead and send me an email. That's Hampton, HAMPTONSAKIA .WFG@gmail.com. I want you to go ahead and send me an email, and I'm going to connect with you, and we're gonna work it out and see what we can do.
You said it's Hampton... and then SAKIA .gov.
.WFG.
Oh, WFG.
Email. WF. F is in Frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
WFG @gmail.com.
Okay.
Or again, you could give me a call tomorrow, 818-414-0561. And
all right,
we can set that up. And thank you so much, Stephen, for calling in. I do believe I have another caller. I don't want to rush you, but again, we are going to connect. I appreciate the love and support. Thank you for calling in, and I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you so much for supporting Sender's Resolution. I mean, the love is real. SNC Photo, everyone go follow him. @SNC_FOTOS. He is part of the Project Source One Entertainment Movement, and I am going to take the next caller. Thank you, Steve, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Is our caller there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Am I online? Oh, I didn't know. I just tuned, clicked in to listen. I didn't really just wanted to listen to everything else. I didn't have much to say. But now that I am online, I would like to know what would be the best way for me to try to financial plan for a state-to-state relocation. I'm a single mother. I do have dual income at this moment, but I will be packing up and leaving and going to another state, not yet with a job, but definitely in the open employment market.
Okay. That question is a little interesting. It depends on your reason for relocating.
Cost of living in a more open employment market and just a change of scenery.
Okay, but you don't yet have a job?
Not there yet, no.
Okay,
interviews and I'm expecting phone calls back, but I have not confirmed a position.
Well, my advice would be, in situations like this, to just determine what you have saved. Is it enough for you to survive off of in the event that you don't find a job in the next 6 months in the new place where you're living? You know, 6 months to a year when you're relocating, you definitely want to have enough money, you know, to pay for housing, pay for food, if there's school fees. You definitely want to have money set aside should you need to come back home. You definitely want to have money set aside for that. So you're in a phase that us financial advisors call emergency funds. This is something that we help families plan for, and you're in the position to where you're actually utilizing those funds. So my advice for you would be to determine all your expenses for the move. Write them down. Determine all your expenses for the actual move and determine all your monthly expenses for the next 6 months in the new place that you'll be moving to. Now, add those up for 6 months on top of the money that you need to move, on top of the money that it would take for you to come back in the event of an emergency. If you have that, I would say double that, because my concern is with you being in a new place. You want to, 6 months is the norm. That's for someone who isn't planning a move or, you know, planning to leave their environment or their market for whatever venture it is they're in life, whether they're an employee or a new business owner. But I would definitely say you need to have double what your normal emergency fund would be. So that means 6 months of money that is going towards just expenses, also emergency funds for having to come home in the event that you need to come back for family, work, et cetera, and having that money for the move. And you definitely probably want to have double that just so you're fine for at least a year when moving to a whole other place. I don't know if you have family there, people who will be able to support you in the event, you know, that something goes wrong, that you don't get the job that you're banking on, that, you know, you unnecessary expenses occur, like a car breaking down, you know what I mean, or a trip to the hospital. It could be anything. So if you want more focused advice, again, you could email me at hamptonpsychia.wfg@gmail.com. Or give me a call and we can talk about it more specifically. But just putting the pieces together, listening to you here right now, that's definitely my concern, is that you just have enough money saved up right now to cover you for the next 6 months to a year being in a new place, you know, and not knowing what expenses could come from being in that new place. You definitely want to make sure you have enough emergency funds, definitely, so that, you know, you're fine. You know, that would be my concern, just making sure that you have enough saved for this move. So I hope that helps you. Are you still on the line? Hello? Okay, well, I'm not sure what happened.
I'm so sorry. I was cleaning, so I put my phone on mute. Yes, I am on the line.
Okay, no worries.
Your information definitely helped. I am going to proceed to email you so I can kind of try to map out more, put on in a spreadsheet of the specifics that I need to look out for and divide up the funds that I have saved for the move and see if they match your recommendation. So I will seek further information from you offline.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. And I do believe, okay, we're getting ready to wrap up this segment of Spender's Resolution. I do want to say thank you to all my listeners, all my callers, all my family and friends that, you know, called in and listened to support, all my business owners, all my interviews coming up, and Miss Nikki Rich for having me. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to my entire team, the Spender's Resolution team, our favorite interns, at Jose, is our favorite little intern, so I definitely want to give her a shout-out. Our team is growing. Our team is expanding. We are looking for interns. We are looking for business owners who are interested in marketing, advertising, and growing their brand, as well as artists, as well as anyone who needs personal development and wanting that growth financially and as a whole, because we all think that we want money, and sometimes we're not ready for the money that we want. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this section. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, JC Music. I definitely want to shout you out for all your recording needs, your studio needs. Definitely reach out to them. They will be featured on my website that will be launching next Monday. You can reach also a representative at 562-225-7653. Again, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor at DHGB Music, excuse me. I want to give a shout-out to P. Anthony's Barbecue Pit, which is our local custom barbecue pit provider that will also be featured on our website launching next week, themisshampton.com. Shout-out to Prodigy Source One Entertainment for being a part of my life and elevating me and my brand. We definitely love you over there. CEO and founder, Gianni VD. He has his own segment this coming Wednesday, so definitely stay tuned for that. I want to give a shout-out to all my family and friends that have always been a continuous support and to me, and I'm just so emotional about this time in my life. Shout-out Filthy Rags. Shout-out Dior's Experience. Shout-out at the YC. Our local rapper, West Coast, we're here. L.A., we're here. Definitely stay tuned. We have so many great things coming for you. I love you guys, and that's it. Until next Monday, you guys have a wonderful week. Definitely email me, connect with me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at themisshampton.com. Facebook, Sakia Hampton, fan page coming next week also at Miss Hampton. I look forward to working with all. I love you guys. Have a great week. And thank you at the Nikki Rich Show LA again for having me.